We have been so blessed by this ministry. We have felt the love, and I tell you, it makes it very difficult to have to leave Arizona. It's so good. There's such a good feeling in this church. It's a healthy feeling. The atmosphere is thick with the presence of the Holy Spirit. Today, we're going to be talking about one of my favorite things that the Holy Spirit does well is healing. Say the word healing. Do you know that healing is for us today? Turn around, look at your neighbor and says, my miracle is today. My healing is today. Hallelujah. You need to claim your healing over your household. You need to begin to wake up and not curse your house, but bless it. The word says life and death is in the power of the tongue. And when you wake up and you say to yourself, today's a bad day, how many know you're going to have a bad day? But when you wake up saying, this is a blessed day, this is a house of miracles, things begin to happen. I want to share a scripture with you in the book of Ephesians chapter 1, verses 17 to 19. I'm going to read it to you out of the New American Bible Standard Version, and this is the way it reads, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom, say wisdom, and of revelation in the knowledge of him. Verse 18, I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened so that you will know what is in the hope of his calling. What are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints? And what is the boundless greatness of his power towards us who believe? These are in accordance with the working of the strength of his might. Now, I'd like for you to receive this scripture as a personal prophecy from the Holy Spirit, that you would accept this scripture as a precious gift from the Father. What is that gift? It is the manifestation of the Holy Spirit who will bring to you wisdom and revelation of the kingdom of God, and that you would have the awareness of our full inheritance and the privileges that come with it. What is that full inheritance? It is heaven. Heaven is our full inheritance, and with the full inheritance comes privileges. What are some of those privileges? The privileges of the kingdom is that in heaven all things are made new. The privileges of the kingdom is that there are no sickness, no more tears, no more pain. There is perfect peace and it is stress-free. There will be an abundance of provision you will never lack. Come on, can I hear an amen? In the kingdom, it is all beautiful. There's harmony and there's unity. There's love and there's joy. And that is just to name a few. You and I have the guarantee of the inheritance that you and I can experience the benefits now, today. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 11 to verse 14 is a powerful scripture that I want to read to you out of the Amplified. It says, in him also we have received an inheritance, a destiny. We were claimed by God as his own, having been predestined, chosen, appointed beforehand, according to the purpose of him who works everything in agreement with the counsel and design of his will. So that we who were the first hope in Christ, who put our confidence in him as our Lord and Savior, would exist to praise of his glory. In him, verse 13 says, you also, when you heard the word of truth, the good news of your salvation, and as a result, you believed in him, were stamped with the seal of the promised Holy Spirit, the one promised by Christ, as owned and protected by God. Verse 14 is so key and so powerful. The Spirit is the guarantee. Say guarantee. He is the first installment, the pledge, a foretaste, the down payment of our inheritance until the redemption of God's own purchase, possession, his believers, to the praise of his glory. That phrase that we have received an inheritance, a destiny, that verse and the verses that follow is informing us that we have been claimed by God as his own, and therefore heaven is our eternal home that awaits us. Heaven is our inheritance, and all the rights that come with it belongs to us. As citizens of heaven that are living on earth, you and I, as believers in Jesus, have been granted spiritual rights and privileges that are outlined in the scriptures. Now, I have mentioned to you some privileges, but let me give you some key rights as a citizen of heaven that belongs to us. You have the right to eternal life. And if this blesses you, shout an amen. You have a right to the peace with God. You have the right to access God's presence. You have the right to be called children of God. You have the right to freedom from sin and condemnation. You have the right for divine protection. You have the right to spiritual authority. You have the right to provision for your needs. You have the right to the Holy Spirit's guidance and intervention. You have the right for healing and wholeness. I want us to pause on that right, because that is what we want to talk about this morning. And I want us to focus merely on the right and wonderful right that we have to experience healing and wholeness today. Isaiah 53 verse 5 tells us, by his wounds we are, say it with me, healed. We have the right to seek God's healing in the physical, in the mental, in the emotional, and in the spiritual. Because Jesus bore our sickness and pain, and he took it to the cross. At the end of verse 13 of chapter 1 of the book of Ephesians, there is a powerful phrase that Paul uses that stated, we have been stamped with the seal of the promise of the Holy Spirit. And then in verse 14, he states that the Spirit is the guarantee, the first installment, the pledge, a foretaste, the down payment of our inheritance until the redemption of God's own purchase, possession, his believers, that's you and me, to the praise of his glory. I like those words, installment, foretaste, down payment. This gives us a clue that the Holy Spirit is the down payment for you and I to experience all that heaven is about right now on earth today. The Holy Spirit is a manifestation of heaven here on earth. Think about it. If heaven is our full inheritance, where there'll be no more pain, the Bible tells us, no more suffering, where there'll be no more demon attacks, but as long as we're living on this earth, we are having to go through some things. But Jesus said he must go away in order for that the Holy Spirit, the helper, the advocate, the spiritual lawyer, the Spirit of truth would come and give us aid to overcome this world. Listen to what I'm about to tell you next. If you leave with anything, leave with this understanding. In heaven, we will be transformed into our glorious bodies. Philippians 3:21 says he will transform our humble bodies so that they are like his glorious body. You and I will be totally transformed from whatever ailments that we had on this earth, because we'll be transformed into our heavenly bodies. We will be totally transformed from the corruptible to the incorruptible. While on earth, you and I can already begin to experience this type of healing. Though it's not our full inheritance as of yet, we can experience healing and freedom from any sort of allergies and food allergies and diabetes and heart problems and arthritis. Let me pause here a bit. Call out whatever ailment has been bothering you and your household. Speak it out. You know why? Because today is your day of healing. You call it out. You call out your sickness. You proclaim your healing because you and I can begin to experience our healing today. Why? Because the Holy Spirit is the foretaste, the down payment of our full inheritance. The Holy Spirit that resides in you is it manifests through your spirit, man, out into your soul, onto your body, is giving you the right to be made whole and complete. We don't have to wait till we get to heaven. It's our guarantee right today. The Holy Spirit is a manifestation of heaven. And so you and I can right now begin to claim our healing. Proclaim our victories in Jesus' name. Proclaim our miracles. When you wake up in the morning and you feel a pain in your knee, say, I receive the manifestation of my inherited right to be healed. Knee be healed in Jesus' name. You and I can receive and enjoy these things. We don't have to live this day in pain. We could be set free. Are you following me? You know, there's a lot of people who are sick today that are looking desperately in every direction for solutions. But all they need to do is realize that our Heavenly Father, God Almighty, is waiting patiently for us to fall on our knees and call out to Him for His divine intervention. The number one answer for all of our problems, church, is God. He's the one source of healing for all of our diseases. He's the one source to bring healing to all of our discomforts and pains. In fact, He's the only opinion anyone ever needs to look for or request. He knows how to cure all conditions, no matter how small, no matter how large, no matter how simple or complicated. God is the answer. He is the physician. He's the counselor. He is the provider. He knows the root causes of infirmities and ailments. His healing power is not limited to the physical or mental realm. His healing goes all the way to the heart and soul of a person. He heals every aspect of your being, mental, physical, and emotional. Many people consider healing to be a very complicated subject, a mystery. Unknown entity with perhaps unattainable answers hidden in impossible places. But our God is a God of impossibilities. When you and I begin to recognize that fact, that there is only one person who has all the answers to every and all diseases, our complications, whether emotionally, the answer is very simple. In God, anyone can be healed. Now let me address some good questions. Does healing always take a long time? The answer is no. Is healing guaranteed? Not in the way we expect it all the time. I cannot promise or guarantee anything. Only God has that answer. But when you begin to be prayed over, you can be assured that a work has begun inside of you. Let me bring some awareness to healing. You may already know this, but perhaps you've not tied it together with healing. What opens the doors to illnesses are such things such as generational diseases, disobedience, curses, bitterness, unforgiveness, stress, guilt, and resentment. The devil schemes a plan against you, listen to this, and against your household. Once the attack has begun against you, then he enhances that attack. You are attacked in a variety of ways and in multiple directions in hopes that one arrow strikes its target. Mental strongholds take hold of your mindset. Deception sets in. A desire to experience spiritual counterfeits begins to stir up inside of you. Bitterness and unforgiveness, pride, rebellion, confusion, Substance abuse, eating disorders, self-mutilation can begin to set in. The loss of hope and despair overtakes the individual's life. It is because there is a scheme, a plan to destroy you and your household. However, we know that Jesus, the Son of the living God, He is able to do above and beyond what we could ever imagine. I want to encourage you today that whatever the sickness, the disease, or the pain that you're dealing with, God is able. And all things are possible to Him. The only thing you have to do is believe there is healing in the presence, and the presence of God abides in you even now. He's looking at you right now. He's listening to you at this very moment. He is in this place, attentive to you. He's near. The presence of God dwells within you. So with the eyes of faith, I want you to begin to see Him standing before you now. Just begin to see the presence, God Almighty, being attentive to you right now. I feel led by the Holy Spirit to say this. The one hindrance that would keep us from experiencing what God wants us to experience today is a thing called ego. Ego will manifest itself into fear and anxiety. Ego will manifest itself into pride. Ego will keep you from allowing you to experience all that God wants you to experience. Can I tell you that God comes into the presence of His house, into His believers, wanting to have fellowship? He comes with all His fullness. But our ego limits what we allow Him to do. Rebuke that ego now in the name of Jesus. Rebuke that doubt in the name of Jesus. Rebuke that intelligency of trying to reason out what the Holy Spirit is trying to do right now. Rebuke it, cast it off of you in the mighty name of Jesus. The presence of God is in this room with us. Healing virtue proceeds from the very depths of His Spirit. He loves you. He loves you. He loves you. He is that master, that life-giving resurrection power of God that is flowing in this room right now. Look to Jesus, dear friends, right now. Forget about your sickness. Forget about your pain. Forget about whatever troubles your mind. Cast your cares upon Him, for the Bible says that He cares for you. Focus your mind on the Lord Himself. See His eyes of fire, filled with passion and love for you. See His face shining brighter than the sun. Hear His voice that rumbles like many waters. He stretches out His hand to you. He will not turn you away. Lift your hands up right now. Receive your miracle as you meditate on His presence being right here with you. Begin to call out your miracle for yourself and for your loved ones that you know. Come on, lift your voice up. Lift your voice up. Begin to proclaim your miracle right now. He is in this room. Say, I proclaim healing for my son, my daughter, for my grandbabies. I receive the healing for those that live in my household. I receive it, Father, for my extended family members. I receive it. I receive it. I receive it. Exodus chapter 15, verse 26 says, If you will listen carefully to the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in his sight, obeying his commands and keeping all his decrees, then I will not make you suffer any of the diseases I sent on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who heals you. Now you might be thinking to yourself, I've not been able to keep all of God's decrees nor obey all his commandments. I want you to know that's okay, because God is our healer and Jesus has kept that standard for us. So you can begin to claim that promised healing over your life and for your loved ones. For he is the Lord that heals you. Psalms 103, verses 1 to 5 reads, let all that I praise the Lord, all that I am praise the Lord. May I never forget the good things he's done for me. He forgives all of my sins and heals all my diseases. He redeems me from death and crowns me with love and tender mercies. He fills my life with good things. My youth is renewed like that of eagles. Isaiah 53 reads, verses 1 to 5, who has believed our message? To whom has the Lord revealed his powerful arm? My servant grew up in the Lord's presence like a tender green shoot, like a root in dry ground. There was nothing beautiful or majestic about his presence, nothing to attract us to him. He was despised and rejected, a man of sorrows, acquainted with deepest grief. We turned our backs on him and he looked the other way. He was despised and we did not care. Yet it was our weakness that he carried. It was our sorrows that weighed him down. And we thought his troubles were a punishment from God, a punishment for his own sins. But he was pierced for our rebellion, crushed for our sins. He was beaten so that we could be made whole. He was whipped so we could be healed. By his stripes, dear friend, you and I are healed. Healing is for you and me. Malachi chapter 4, verse 2. But for you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness will rise with healing in his wings, and you will go free, leaping with joy like calves led out to the pasture. My friends, God is willing to make you whole. Matthew chapter 8, verses 1 through 3 says, large crowds followed Jesus as he came down the mountainside, and suddenly a man with leprosy approached him and knelt before him. Lord, the man said, if you're willing, you can heal me and make me clean. Jesus reached out and touched him. I am willing, he said. Be healed. And instantly, the leprosy disappeared. You see, it didn't matter what the sickness was, dear friends. Jesus healed them all. Matthew 4:23 says, Jesus traveled through the region of Galilee, teaching in the synagogues and announcing the good news about the kingdom, and he healed every kind of disease and illness. Scripture after scripture, Matthew 9:35, Matthew 14:13-14, Matthew 14, verse 36, Mark chapter 5, verse 34, Mark chapter 10, verse 52, Mark chapter 9, verses 20 to 23, Luke chapter 6, verse 19. All speak the willingness of Jesus to make you whole, to heal you. It is our right, our God-given right. Acts 10:38 reads, and you know that God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with the power. Then Jesus went around doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. Dear friends, I want you to see Jesus now. Once again, close your eyes. Lift up your hands and think on these words. See him with the eyes of your faith and begin to ask him, Jesus, please heal me. Come on, lift your voice. Tell him. It is my God-given right. You see, he's the same Jesus who walked on the shores of Galilee, The authority of heaven rests on his shoulders. A heavenly glow emanates from his being. The sick come to him. He approaches the lame, and every single one of them is healed. Every single one of them, including you. See, there is fire in his eyes. They're piercing. In them, you can see the beauty of the Father's glory and his overwhelming love for you, both power and compassion. For his hair and his face, bright like the sun, shine bright like the sun. There's a surging current of power pulsing up and down his beam. It's his healing virtue. He is surrounded by a host of angels who sing his praise in one mighty voice. For just the nearness of his presence causes the ground to begin to shake underneath. He's the Ancient of Days. He's the resurrection and the life. He is Jesus, and he is here. Reach out to him. Don't turn them away, because he won't turn you away. Do it, Father. Do it. In Jesus' name. Father, you've given us the right to receive our healing in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. There was a song I grew up that I would hear so many of the elders of our church would sing. Hallelujah. I am the God that healeth thee. I am the Lord, your healer. I sent my word and healed all your disease. I am the Lord, your healer. You are the God that healeth me. You are the Lord, my healer. You spoke the word and healed all my disease. You are the Lord, my healer. Come on, let's stand to our feet and raise your hands. I am the God that healeth thee. Yes, I am the Lord, my healer. I spoke the word that heals all my disease. You are the Lord, my healer. Yes, he is. Come on, lift it up and begin to receive.